But the other side of this motivation thing is this neurological thing with ADHD, is that even though you can absolutely want something, you can really want to do it. There are things, I really know this very well as an ADHD person, also with the menopause, because it makes it twice as bad, is that you can really want to do something. It doesn't mean to say you're going to do it.
That's right.
And the difference between activation and intention is actually, it's physics. You need a push and a pull. If you're not moving, even though you want to move, you haven't got enough internal motor to do it. So that's where you would use, for example, body doubling, things like working with somebody else or having a deadline. You can use urgency, you know, and I've got quite a few really gifted creative friends. My husband makes escape rooms. He works with this woman who makes escape rooms. We call her Last Minute Lizzie because she's incredibly creative, and I think she's in process of getting an ADHD diagnosis. Mm. But her sense of time, and everything has to be last minute. And she's coming round to the idea that she causes for herself a lot of emotional upset because she needs that urgency, but at the same time, it could be better controlled. And if you understand, it's like you have a manual for it, if you understand how your motivation works, I know that if I haven't got a certain level of urgency, it won't happen.
Right.
So what I've done with, for example, to pass my exams and to get as far as I have now at university, because as soon as I got my diagnosis, I went, ah, I understand. It's not me. There is a reason for this. And I went to university and I've done brilliantly at university. With any luck, I probably will pass this cum laude. I'll get, because I've got an average well over 8 on everything I've done so far, because I love it and I want to do it well.
Right.
But what I do to get to my deadlines is I artificially create a sense of a bit of anxiety and urgency earlier on in the process. And I imagine what it's like, because I know that if I wait for the last 24 hours, I literally fall to pieces. I'm not a good last minute person. And I know that about myself. And so I've created a process. I actually organize meetings every fortnight with my mentors separately to the lessons, because I want to be able to say to somebody, this is what I've got, this is what I've done so far, and this is what I'm going to do next. I will share about this. I'll describe this to my students as well, because I've got quite a few students in my English lessons, for example, at the Rounder, who have a similar kind of brain where they're like, I really want to do this. I keep saying I want to do this, but I just never get around to it. I can't fix it for them.
Right.
But I can say to them, yeah, it's physics. You're not moving anywhere. You've got to create some kind of push and pull. You've got to create something. You've got to put it into space and time. It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Organize it with somebody else. Agree with somebody else. And in some cases, they still don't do it, because even though they want to do it, there's still a kind of a resistance. But they've got to go through that process. It doesn't make them a less person. Having to experience who you are and how you work, this is the time to do it. You should be able to do that where you don't do anything for a week and then you wonder about it. But instead of being racked with guilt, there are other lessons you can pick out of that if you don't hate yourself for it.
This is the Agentic Schools podcast, where you will learn about schools from around the world where children's agency to make decisions about their learning and living is more important than their academic skills. I'm your host, Don Berg.